Well, it's a good day to serve the Lord. Pastor Tim Karskatten here at Christian Center Shreveport doing our daily podcast. So glad you're with us. We're giving our 5784 word for the coming year. And we're bringing warnings, but we're also bringing the glory of God. And today we're going to talk about the coming warfare and how we navigate, even through the economic systems. We do give glory to Him, and I pray you're having a good day. These first couple days, I hope you enjoyed the release of the prophetic word. We're going to build on it today, and by the end of the week, we're going to release you into this mandate of what the Lord is saying. Well, it is the fourth day of October, 2023. It's Wednesday, 10-4, as we say, radio talk. 10-4, that means I'm in agreement here. We heard you. I know you guys in the nations, y'all put the day first and the month second. Y'all get it right eventually. But we do the month and the day first. That's how we, month first and then the day. But anyway, 10-4, so glad you're with us. And we shared yesterday about the chaos and calamity and how to navigate and how the Lord wants to give you clarity and order in the midst of calamity and chaos. And I want you to have that. I don't think we have to be over alarmed by this. You know, 2020 was probably one of those biggest years of uncertainty. There was chaos and calamity, but it was just the uncertainty was the most difficult part of 2020 during that year. But this year, I'm telling you, you're not going to be surprised because, one, we're warning you. And there's plenty of warnings out there. A good stream of the prophetic's getting that. And then the tools, it's not good enough. If we're going to be Issachars to know what time it is, we also need to be Issachars and know what to do. And that's what I believe the Lord has done through this word this year. He not only told me what's coming, but He also gave instruction. It's not me. He gave instruction on what to do. And we're trying to lay it out. And I only got 10, 12 minutes with you here to share, a huge word, and there's so much that is covered that in these words that I'm going to have to uncover. A lot of times, even when I get these words, I have to go back later and say, wow, there, I didn't see that. I thought I understood it, but I didn't. And I remember when Chuck Pearson, 2005, in Louisiana, came to our state and prophesied winds were coming, the waves were coming, and that's going to overwhelm us, and et cetera, et cetera. Well, we still were shouting, amen, praise God, revival, the wind of God, the wave of God. You know, we were all, and that's how we responded to it. And a few months later, Hurricane Katrina hit us, and the winds came and the waves overwhelmed us and flooded us out, killed people, destroyed our state for the most part, South Louisiana. Okay, so you don't always know what it's going to be. You need to keep seeking Him even after He gives you the word. And so I think that's very important. As we do that, I did have a thing on, I won't go into that, about ice storms, and you can go listen Sunday. I talked about that. Watch ice storms. They're going to come in unusual places this year, and it's going to represent the fire of God coming to those areas. Okay, that's basically that word. I'm not belittling it. It's just, I feel like that's more a regional thing that is a overall body-wide thing. But this is the one, this word, the Lord said, avoid crossfire. Is what he spoke to me. Crossfire is if you're in the middle, you know, there's bullets flying right and left, and you don't want to be in the crossfire because you don't know who's going to hit you in the midst of that. And here's what the Lord was dealing with me about this. This is very, very important. We have watched so much media, the church has and the world has, the social media, as well as the, television and so forth. And we have, in the midst of this cultural battle we're having with all the political issues and cultural issues from gender to, you know, marriage to abortion, as well as the political issues about moving nations to totalitarianism, to socialism, communism, you know, the mass movement worldwide to one world government, you know, globalism, etc. Okay, so here's the thing. We have, many of us have set up judgments, and the Lord said the time of choosing whose side he is on in the midst of cultural and political battles is coming under his judgment, as he is showing himself as the Lord of hosts, as he did to Joshua, what he's told me. Remember that we talked about earlier, I think it was Monday, when we talked about, and when he asked what side the angel of the Lord was on, he said, alone, I'm on the side of the Lord. And the Lord said to me, he said, I'm going to manifest in the midst of all this chaos of political and cultural battles as the captain of the host of the Lord. Now, I mean, that's huge, because the captain is the one who's telling the host of heaven what to do, where to go, how to fight. And the answer, or the way to be safe in the midst of this judgment, this is a judgment word. Judgment means it's God's looked at it, he's measured it, and he's speaking on it. And he's bringing correction to things that are out of order. And he told me, as this humility must manifest, and we must ask the Lord what we must do. And that's what Joshua 5, 13, and 14 says. You must ask him. So those who continue to choose sides and declare which side the Lord is on out of their souls will be caught in a crossfire of the battle. Okay, so let me. This is the way I saw it, I know this is much deeper than I'm about to explain, but I want you to catch this. When you watch the news and they're coming against something, maybe it's a biblical value and you know it's wrong, and you make these statements, you're partnering sometimes with the side who's fighting for you, but you're also forgetting that that person has issues, or that person's doing some things wrong. And so you blind yourself to their wrong, and you highlight what they're doing right, and then you say God's on their side. Well, look, God may be on their side for the issue, but God may be against them because of their issues of their heart. So it's not for us to choose. God is working both in the wicked and the righteous at the same time. It's to harvest the wheat and the tare. We need to understand that. And look, you're going to do better to stop getting and dividing yourself and say God's for me and not for them. What if God's trying to redeem them and you think he's for you, and so you've set yourself up as judge over them because God's with you? God is for himself. Look, when Israel went through the battle of Egypt and the 10 plagues, what were the 10 plagues about? The 10 plagues were about God redeeming Egypt and hopefully turning the heart of Pharaoh to the Lord. You know, you say, well, God was on our side. He protected us. Yes, he was. He did protect them during that time. But his heart was to turn Pharaoh and to turn the Egyptian people to him. He didn't like the 10 gods that they were serving. So he judged the 10 gods, and his heart was to redeem them. So was God on the side of Israel, or was God on the side of Egypt? God was on the side of himself, and he was constantly trying to redeem everything. Look, don't choose sides. You're going to get caught in the crossfire of the battle. Here's what he said. Those who continue to choose sides and declare which side the Lord is on out of their souls. So the soul is your mind, your will, and your emotion. You're watching the television, or you're reading media, and you make these judgments that God's on this side and against that side out of your soul, and you didn't even seek him about it. Okay, so go there. And the Lord said, many will suffer from both the enemy's fiery darts, but also from friendly fire. The Lord is saying the only crossfire to be caught in is the fire from the cross of death to self. And that's going to guarantee you that you're on the side of the Lord. Look, sometimes God may throw you into a realm of darkness to go and be a voice there because God wants to redeem those in darkness. Rick Joyner says it. I can't remember which one book it is. I think it was A Call, A Torch and Sword. I can't remember which one it was. But in there, the Lord told him to raise up an army. He said, Lord, there's just not enough people. I'm paraphrasing. I don't remember exactly how I wrote it. And he said, there's not enough. There's not much to choose from for an army. And he said, well, the Lord said to him, well, most of your army is in the enemy's camp right now. Okay, so if I'm choosing sides, how can I get them on my side? Look at the Jesus Revolution, the hippies of the 1960s and 70s, right? The church thought they were right. God was on their side and against the hippies who were into free love, free drugs, and all that. Guess what? Those people were going to become the next move of God. So God was, yes, for himself. He's against their sin, absolutely, but he was for them too. He was for them coming into the kingdom. Avoid crossfire. Don't get hit by friendly fire because you chose sides. Remember this. Some of the people that you're saying are wrong may be on your side. Okay, let's be careful here. Okay, then the second word that I'll cover here today is that the Lord said economic woes will continue. Now, the Lord gave me that word in 2019. At the end of 2021, the fall of that year, he said the economic systems would start going down, and they have, and they haven't stopped. They're continuing to. So and I shared the Lord yesterday about what's going to happen in the EU. But as we enter this next year, the world economic systems will continue to shake as cash will continue to be king. Okay. He gave me that word last year. I prophesied it, that cash will be king. Now, that doesn't mean you hoard cash, but you leverage it. You use it for good. The world economic structures will push to a rapid speed to stop liquid movement, is what he said, of this who have liquidity to gain influence. Okay, so when you got cash or you got liquid things that you can put your hands on and move, the enemy is going to be really upset because they won't be able to control you and structure you. Because remember, the social scores are coming where they're going to control our money based on our social scores. In other words, do we do what the government wants us to do? Do we do what the economic system say to do? That's, again, back to we're going to have to not put our trust in the Lord's, in the world systems, but in the Lord. Here's what the Lord said to me. Digital currency will gain steam, with their structures as controlling Antichrist spirit desires to control movement outside of its systems. See, the world can't follow cash. They can follow a digital system, and they want to know where you spend every dime. Our president wants to tax us on the smallest amounts of money change. Because why? When you're building a socialist, communist country, you need everybody's money. And so there's a whole challenge. They've hired 87,000 tax agents to come after us. Okay, this is what the Antichrist spirit does. Wisdom has said, the Lord told me, wisdom will abound for those who hear the voice of God and will stay one step ahead of the enemy's plans. This is the Issachar. Will know what to do. Lord said their successes of these people will cause frustration by the enemy and will lead to exposure of their diabolical schemes. And what I saw was these people being ahead, they lost control of their systems, and so they actually started revealing them as they were trying to attack people who were ahead of them. That's us. Let's believe for it. Let's believe that's us. And then out of the blue, the Lord just threw this part of it. He said, walk in love for the Lord and one another, helping others navigate through this season will allow you to not be taken advantage of, for you won't be ignorant of Satan's schemes. 1 Corinthians 2:11. I thought, Lord, that was kind of weird. But no, this is the very thing. Because if you walk in greed and selfishness, you're going to have a blind spot and you'll be only thinking of your house and not the house of the Lord. And so the spirit of greed will be like a hole in your purse. That's what the Lord said, Haggai 1:6. So I'm believing for this. We're believing for debt-free. We are personally, my family, but we're believing for our people in our congregation and people who follow us. And the Lord just spoke to me. I think I was listening to Chuck Pierce and Cindy Jacobs were talking about, because he said he was believing for his family to be debt-free. So he wasn't only just that he be debt-free, but that his kids would be set debt-free as well, and others would be debt-free. Woo! So look, when you're trying to get debt-free, also pray the day comes when you're going to be able to help others be debt-free. And Cindy Jacobs talked about, I think it was Argentina, the ministries there have a fund where people give money and they help people get out of their mortgages. and begin to help people finance their things and get free of mortgage and get free of debt. Woo, come on. Well, we have to be free of debt in order to build those funds up. So God wants to do that among us. Let that be your word today. Don't get caught up in this crossfire. The economic woes are coming, but God has given an answer to us. May God set you free, debt free. May liquidity be your gift to the kingdom, that God will finance you and resource you, that you're blessed. You're the head and not the tail. You're the lender and not the borrower in this coming year. In the name of Yeshua, I speak that over your life today. In Jesus' name. All right, one more day, and we'll go to Supernatural Friday. All right, God bless you. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Well, thanks for listening each and every day as we're sharing our prophetic word for the coming 5784 year, biblical year. And I pray that these are encouraging words to you. Please check out all our platforms because we'll be talking about this. We're also going to be ramping up our ministry online, our live streams at noon. Get ready in the days ahead. We're going to probably be shifting a little bit and talking about more controversial issues that we can't talk about on some platforms, and we'll switch to a platform called Rumble. Don't forget, you can find us there. Just type in Christian Center Shreveport, and please subscribe. We need to get our subscription up on that channel. All right, God bless you. Thank you for sowing. You can do that on our app or on our website, ChristianCenterShreveport.com. All right, see you tomorrow.